Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We got a full house today and Linda's on assignment. This morning, the, March the 22nd. Okay, I'll be okay. March the 22nd, 2023. We got Wednesday here, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And in our never-ending stream of producers that we have that we can call on, Pat Karch is here today, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Carl. Hey. Guys, good to see you guys.
Thanks a lot for helping out this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was Liam's dog's birthday, and Rover really gets uptight if he doesn't have
Well, you know, we've just got it's a close relationship of a boy and his dog. And it could have been that he's getting his hair cut. And
which one?
It's devastating for Liam to get his hair cut, and we know that.
True enough.
And I hope that's not a key that just fell off my computer. And it is. We'll repair that later. I hope it's not an important one. Oh no, it's the delete button. By the way, keep that with you.
Yeah.
Did I tell you got it right there?
Yeah. See, guys, this little green thing, this is for
you.
That's
right. That's right. He'll just keep it in his lap. Right there. Okay. Pat, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it's going to be showers likely until 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 55, some calm wind, 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight, showers are likely also about the same, around 40 degrees. Thursday, showers are likely. Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of showers, and Friday, another 20% chance of showers. So it looks like it's going to be a wet week, Carl.
What's new?
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, the lake was a few days ago, it was 10 feet from the top, so.
Yeah, and there's a chance for another historic moment if it keeps raining, is that the Lake Shasta will get high enough to go over the top there, in, you know, through that causeway, and that hasn't happened in a long time.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. The weather reports. Did you say it's going to be raining Saturday?
Saturday, yeah, it says Saturday night, areas of frost 3 a.m. Mostly clear around 32, though, and widespread frost. So it's going to be clearing up on Saturday.
And there was a chance of snow on Friday again, right?
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
How many times has it snowed in Redding? That's like 5 times.
Lately, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great.
All in this one time. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned company, a family-owned company out of Anderson, provides the best service, and they treat their customers like real friends. It's a veteran-owned company, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other plans over there for people, well, because of the cost of propane has just exploded so badly. It has nothing to do with Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, I'm with... you know, people say, well, how do you pick your guest? And a lot of times, you know, people will call because they've got an event going, or they're politicians, or they're people in the news, or they're businesses, or, you know, we want to impart information. Today, I just have three friends on that came into town this week. And Wendell Stout.
Good morning, Carl.
Jim Hawkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Steve Bennett.
Good morning.
Now, Steve is the younger of the group, and I'm going to start with Steve just because he's sitting here and he's kind of embarrassed. Probably because his mustache got out of control this morning and tried to strangle him.
It happens.
Now, Steve, you're from Texas.
Yes.
Are you? Well, we need more than one syllable answers here, but if that's what you want, we'll discard you. But the you're from? Were you born in Texas, or you were?
No, originally in California, down in Orange County.
Talking
and then got hired, got a job out there, and moved to Dallas. So we're just north of Dallas now.
But you're a firefighter.
Yes, I am.
And has that something you'd always wanted to do?
No, not originally. I didn't really know what I wanted to do coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. And started taking classes, figured out that I liked it. Started working for a private ambulance company, doing that kind of stuff. And then after that, took all my fire classes and got hired with Dallas. And since moved on from Dallas, but still in Texas.
Why did you purposely pick Dallas or Texas to move to?
No, not really. I knew a bunch of guys that got hired out there. Saw it as a good opportunity to go. And that was all she wrote after that. It's been great.
How long have you been a firefighter?
We're going on 10 years now. Just a little bit over 10 years.
Still like it?
I love it. Love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, that's good to know.
He gives me a hard time for it all the time. That's a Wendell over there, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's maybe because you took a member of Wendell's family with you.
Well, you know, that happens too.
His beautiful daughter.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, we had our three friends here and many others for dinner last night. And let me tell you, Linda and I talked about your son afterwards, Colton.
Wild child.
No, he wasn't. He was very well-behaved. I mean, how old is he?
He'll be 5 next month.
Came up as he was leaving and shook our hands. Thank you very much for having us for dinner, and thank you for the ice cream. And I pointed out to him, hey, you're taking a lot of it home, too. Maybe ask for some before you go to bed.
He didn't do that, surprisingly. If you told him that, I'm surprised he didn't.
He may be having it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jim, good morning. And Jim,
good morning.
Jim's a former Marine, first of all. And so, hoorah.
There is no former.
It's either Marines with uniform, wearing uniform.
Once and always.
Yeah. You're either wearing the uniform or you're not wearing the uniform, but you're still a Marine.
Yes, sir.
But you're also, tell us a little bit about you, because you went into the Marines, but you managed to avoid something that everybody else had to do. So,
well, you're bringing up the fact that I escaped, evaded, and avoided the basic school
for infantry
officers. Yeah, you're more of a mud Marine. I was more swung with the wing. So, I'm from Wisconsin originally and, joined the Marine Corps back in '67 to, basically avoid the draft and hopefully go into aviation.
That's what I did.
Yeah. And ended up being a bombardier navigator on A6 Intruder and ended up here in California and went to law school and I've been a lawyer now for 45 years practicing. Maybe get it right one of these years.
But you got something else you do too in the wine.
Yes, we have a little wine project. My oldest friend from Wisconsin, we drank chocolate milk together when we were kids with our mom, our dad, and son activities, and then PBR in college together, and then eventually he gravitated into wine, in the wine making part of it in Northern California here, and then I kind of gravitated into the collecting part in Southern California, and we have a little project called Soma Cellars where we make wine here in California, but also over in Bordeaux in France.
And it is excellent wine. You know, I'm not a wine drinker. Everybody that knows me knows I'm not a wine drinker. At least wine in the United States. If I am in Italy and Croatia, I drink wine there. But you have a, what was that last night? Your red wine was a...
We had a couple of them. We had our Napa Cab.
Okay.
It's a, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. And then we also had our, what we call our Right Bank Bordeaux, which is basically, that part of the Bordeaux region is known for, it's really God's original gift to the Merlot grape. Mm-hmm. And so that's predominantly Merlot and also has some Cabernet Franc in it, which is a big grape that is within the Bordeaux family of grapes, but it has no Cabernet Sauvignon in it. So we make a left and a right bank. One is Cabernet Sauvignon dominant, the other is Merlot. So Merlot got a bad rap a few years back in the Sideways movie, but the character was not really railing against great Merlot. He was railing against kind of cheap Merlot. Yeah, and
I remember the movie.
Yeah,
it was a decent movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a glass last night, and it was excellent. So, and then Wendell Stout.
Good morning, sir. Buddy. Good morning to you.
We cooked together last night.
We did, and thank you for having me back.
It's the closest thing as being in combat is when you cook somebody.
We had a good time.
So, Wendell, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, geez. I was in the real estate market here in Southern California for about 30-plus years, and finally my wife and I decided to pick up and leave this wonderful state and go to Arizona, where the gun laws are a little more favorable for some of us.
Now, when you were in the real estate business, and Karen was in the loan or the
escrow,
and when we got ready to refi our house, we called Karen, and she put us on to somebody, nice young man, never saw him, never met him, and he got us. He just walked us through there with no pain at all.
Excellent.
And I think we're sitting with a 2.6 now.
Very nice.
Yeah, which is another big thing. Wendell, I got to know Wendell through Ted Leidy.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from our break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. And they've been providing our area with the best value, service, and technology for over 30 years. Let me tell you about Doug Tooley. He's a veteran. He has been doing this for a long time. It is a local business. He came in, and all of our shows come over down from the satellite into our satellite dish. And after the snow, the first snow, it just kind of reset itself. He shows up on a Saturday with the sun and resets it perfectly. But this is the kind of guy he is. He goes the extra step for his customers. Don't call the 800 number. They don't know who you are or care who you are. Call the local number here at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. And let Doug come out and provide you with the best service you're ever going to have. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Ever wonder what happened to common sense when it comes to Sacramento? Let's protect our Second Amendment rights, our children, and our businesses. Come join us to support Melissa Hunt for Assembly. March 25th, Saturday, a live auction, a dinner, raffle prizes, guns, ammo, all kinds of fun. Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, California. Catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. It starts at 4, dinner at 6. Get your tickets at VoteMelissaHunt.com. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Melissa Hunt for Assembly 2024.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Been gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I don't think I've heard that song before. What's the name of it?
Boogie Back to Texas.
Whoa, there you go. Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's the 22nd of March. It's 7:22 in the morning. It's 47 degrees. It's cloudy right now, but it's been raining and it's going to continue to rain. And keep telling yourself, we need to fill up the lake. And even if at some point you're starting to notice mold on you. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And 1 down in Anderson, their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with friends. And it's good to have friends on the show that have come into our city and our area. And I'm here with Steve and Jim and Wendell. And Wendell, how did you get up here? I mean, you're in Southern California. You've got such an interesting story, but we'll get into that some other time, because this is a long story. I mean, you started out in a rough place.
Yes, sir.
And managed to pull yourself up.
Yeah, with the help of my lovely wife, for sure.
Your lovely wife. And so how did you let's kind of talk about how we got to know you. And it all had to do, well, with Ted Leidy, but with hunting.
Well, so originally my wife and I were looking for a place to possibly retire, so we bought approximately 700 acres out in Igo.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
Yeah, we were going to start a cattle ranch out there and build a house, and I loved it out there. It was a man's playground. I had all kinds of equipment and building and dozers and tractors, and so, you know, it's everything a little boy that grows up always wants to continue to play with, so... But once our grandson was born, we seemed to spend a whole lot more time in Texas. So the whole idea of building a home out in Igo and running a cattle ranch got put off to the side so we could go do that instead. But we met because Ted Leidy started the youth Jake hunt every year, the right. Turkey hunt. And my wife and I helped fund that very first event and all of them thereafter. And there's how I met you.
And we talk about the Jake Turkey Hunt. It's a National Wild Turkey Federation. Or is it Federation or Foundation?
Federation.
That's, okay. It's a program for kids 12 to 15 who have never hunted turkeys before, and they get teamed up with a hunt leader, and one of their parents comes along, so it's a 3-person hunt. But the only person that shoots is the young person. They are taught gun safety. They go through gun safety classes. They get cards showing that they accomplish these things. They join the organization. And it's just a good opportunity for them to learn hunter safety, the biology of turkeys, how to call a turkey, all of these things. And you have supported this so much. And in fact, your wife passed.
Yes, sir.
In December. And now this is now the Karen Stout Memorial.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Jake, turkey hunt. And it's so well deserved. And so the now, do you hunt very much?
I don't anymore. I used to hunt when I was younger. I just don't like all the flavors as much anymore. I used to enjoy venison, not so much anymore. Palate has changed a little bit. And
yeah.
So my son still hunts tremendously.
Yeah.
He still lives out there in Igo on
Seth,
the ranch.
Seth.
Yep. He's now the owner, and he wanted it specifically to hunt. I wanted it to raise cattle. He wants it to hunt.
Well, you can do both. It becomes an expensive game animal, you might say. the other things that I found out is that I traveled with these three back to Wisconsin a couple of times for the pheasant hunt, the annual pheasant hunt. And Jim, if you've never been to Wisconsin in, was it February?
February.
In February, you haven't lived.
or you haven't been froze to death.
You haven't been froze to death. You know, you grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we call this, we usually go back twice, once in October and bring the spouses with us. But in February, it's a guy's trip and we call it the Frozen Tundra Pheasant Harvest. So, you know, we missed you and Ted this year. We had 150 birds we needed to get, and we only got 140 of them. So I'm sure if you and Ted were along, we would have gotten them all. But
maybe would have, between us, we could have helped a little bit.
Yeah.
The first year I was there, it was balmy weather. I think it was like 33 degrees or something. And I went, next year.
Yeah.
My face froze.
Yes, sir.
I think it was -6 on the Friday that we went out that subsequent year. But
yeah,
this is a large farm that my dad and I used to hunt there in the 60s. And ultimately it became a little more fancy and my dad was very frugal. And so we joined another club north of Madison up in Portage and went there for many years. And then after my dad had passed back in 89, we were looking for another place when the one up in Portage closed and Wendell was coming back to join us and we found that this place had been revived and it's now there's a guy by the name of Big Al
that runs
the exclusive hunt club in Edgerton, Wisconsin.
And he is
South
big.
Central.
He is big.
He's a big boy, yeah.
He's a big boy in personality size. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hunt club, when you go into it, it's not like you hear about hunting clubs and lodges and all that. It's not like that at all. It's a pretty basic, room. It's just one room. And, it has, there's pheasants on the wall, of course, which you would imagine. Yeah. And, is there a fireplace in there?
There is
a fireplace. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember now. But it's
beyond the bar, Carl. You got to walk past the bar to get to the fireplace.
They have a bar in there.
Yeah.
Okay, Wisconsin, and you grew up in Wisconsin.
Yes,
and we were there in Madison.
Yes,
and which is the college university there, which is it is. And real, it's a really interesting town. It's really a nice town.
It's a beautiful town. I'm from a little town south of there called Janesville.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the University of Wisconsin and my siblings went there and Madison is laid out between four different lakes and it's a very beautiful, town.
Yeah.
And the capital is right in the area they call the Isthmus, which is between Lake Mendota and Lake Monona. It's a little strip of land, and that's where the capital is, and all the streets are laid out that way. And so it's become quite a little foodie town as well, too. But it's the university, and there's, you know, other industry in that town. But it's a beautiful place to have a second home and a little bit of a hunting lodge.
Well, I tell you what, it's a really, we had a great time, and the hunting's good, but we don't hunt every day. We eat, and we find different places to eat. And the club that we went to that you
Madison Club. Yeah, Madison. Wendell and I joined the Madison Club, which is club in downtown near the square.
And what I liked about it was, you know, once we all get together and we actually take off the camouflage and we come in there, and the Wendell, your coat.
Gotta love my coat.
Is that the first coat that came out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's a polar bear walking around.
That's not it.
But the view from the view from your club is of the Capitol.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful. It is beautiful. Gorgeous. Oh, it's gorgeous in there.
It's a very beautiful building. Yeah. So we'll have to go inside there one of these years. And show you the inside.
Yeah. It's just a nice town. The only thing that may have an impact on people like me moving there is the snow and the minus 30 degree wind chill.
Curds don't outweigh that?
Oh, I tell you, it's close. That was my introduction to cheese curds. I don't think I'd had a cheese curd in my life. And now I kind of feel like I'm a recovering cheese curd addict. They serve cheese curds around here in one restaurant around here, and I tried them. And no, I mean they tried. They tried at least, but they're not like a Wisconsin cheese curd.
That's pretty tough to beat.
Yeah.
Our current favorite is at a place called State Street Brats that started way back in the 50s as the Brat House. Basically serves bratwurst and beer and whatnot. But their current cheese curd is great. And there's a hotel on the lake called Edgewater that also has great cheese curds.
Well, there's no such thing as a bad cheese curd. Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Orson and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's repaired our windshield several times with chips, and you can't even see them. Why is a chip dangerous? It could be deeper than you think. And with the type of weather we have, and if it's going to be 32, you could get water in that chip, and it freezes freezes and it expands, and now you got a crack on your windshield. Take your car on down, car, truck, or RV down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment, or just drop by there, and Jeff will take a look at it and bring you back when he can fix it. Because he's usually busy all the time. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a local business, and it's a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about it. We'll be right back.
You know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
This is for Steve. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment because I have full house here. And today is Wednesday, the 22nd of March, 7:37 for all everybody getting up now, thinking about going to work or just rolling over and going back to sleep. Yeah, it's going to be rainy, cloudy, like that the rest of the week. I'm here with three friends, Wendell Stout, Jim Hawkins, and Steve Bennett. And they came into town because of the of our turkey hunt, our annual turkey hunt here for the Jake. For the kids. The Stouts have supported our hunt for 10 years. And I mean really supported our hunt. Allowed it to be just a great event for our young hunters and their families. And the Wendell and Karen had, you know, kind of come up every year for it. And Karen passed last year, and we have going through the board, and there's no problem of renaming our hunt the Karen Stout Memorial.
It's an honor, trust me.
Well, you know what? You all have helped so many people, and you don't even live down here, live up here, and because you obviously support what we stand for and what we're trying to do. So that was a no-brainer.
It was. We love getting kids away from their video games and outside.
Oh, yeah. And that's the future of hunting, is introducing in there. So because the Wild Turkey Federation National Wild Turkey Federation, is the, you know, it's habitat. And it's like a lot of, like, Ducks Unlimited and the Elk Foundation. Their whole thing is improving and saving habitat for the animals out there. And without hunters, you wouldn't be having all of the things that, that occur to help the wildlife out there, because there's a lot of money spent for that. Now, Jim, let's talk a little bit about your wine business. And you talked about the grapes that you use. And they're from France, the Bordeaux region there, or they're transplant over here? Or
well, the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Merlot grapes are two of five grapes in the kind of what we call the Bordeaux family of grapes, but they originally come from that region of the world. And, of course, Cabernet Sauvignon is very successful also here in California, and in particular in Napa Valley and Sonoma and whatnot. So we make wines, and we wouldn't be able to do this without our two co-ops, but we have a co-op in Napa, the Wine Foundry, and then we have a co-op over in Bordeaux called Vinive, which is a sister winery to Chateau Lynchbosch, is a famous a chateau in Bordeaux in the same village as Chateau Lafite Rothschild, Mouton Rothschild, Chateau Latour, and whatnot.
I've even heard of that.
Yes.
The Rothschild.
Yeah. And this is ancient river rock where this Cabernet Sauvignon grows, and it's the original home to Cabernet Sauvignon. Then the other part of Bordeaux is more limestone, where they harvested the limestone to build the city hundreds of years ago, and clay soil. And there are very, very famous wines made over there. But we make that type of wine. Ours isn't as famous as a Chateau Petrus or others, but that people pay thousands of dollars a bottle for. But we think if you put it in a brown bag and taste it against any of those great wines, we think we make great wine too. We just don't charge thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars for it. We're a little more modestly priced. So we started out as a wine club, where, you know, five people get together and make a barrel, and they each get five cases, and it's kind of morphed into a bunch of different wines now where we do the same thing. And but we make more than we can or should drink personally, the, you know, club members, and so we sell it a little bit online at SomaCellars.com.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because you brought some last night that was just excellent. And I'm one of those people that if you put three glasses in front of me of wine, and one was a $1,000 bottle, one was from Soma Cellars, and one from something in between, I go by taste.
Good.
And because my palate isn't trained.
Well,
and I realize that, but I also know it's kind of like art. I know what I like.
Well, but, you know, really, there's so much hocus pocus around wine, and there's so many. We have, Wendell and I have a lot of good wine friends that, you know, basically they're drinking labels and scores sometimes too. And there's a lot of essentially virtue signaling that here, look at this great wine. I bought this bottle. It cost $500. Everybody knows how much you paid for it. Everybody, it got 100 points, so therefore it must be good. What are you going to say to that person? No, it's not good. You know, and basically, it is like art. Everybody has their own tongue. You know, wine people call it a palate, but it's still just a tongue. You have 10,000 taste buds in your mouth, and they're hardwired to your brain. So only you know what you like to taste. And so it's just like it's a sensory experience. It's like vision. If you have a blue shirt on, you know, we could talk about shades of blue all day. But, you know, it's an instant, you know, do you like that shade of blue, or do you like blue at all, or do you not? Obviously you do. You're wearing it, and it's a good-looking shirt, right?
Well,
you know?
I like it.
You know, so there you go. It's that simple. Except, you know, like anything worth learning about, the more you learn, the more there is to learn. And so a lot of that has built up around wine, and it becomes over-intimidating to people.
I think that's a good word. I think intimidating to people that they're kind of getting into wines in this, that it is an intimidating thing, because they hear people going on about this, and, you know, they're swirling it around. Oh, look at the legs. and you're trying to figure out, okay, legs.
What are legs?
And the
I thought I knew what they were.
Yeah, so did I. And but I think it is. I think that's the right word, is intimidating, but it doesn't have to be.
No, it shouldn't be, really. But you know, that will always be out there. We basically we don't submit our wines for scoring. Mm-hmm. You know, basically, there's two scores that I want. You know, thumbs up, you like it, or you know, thumbs down, secret ballot, you don't, and that's that's okay. You know, drink what you like. Now, you know, I tell a story about a friend of ours who. He's a really sharp, successful guy, and he loves his certain wines, and they're great wines. And, you know, but he knows what he likes and everything, and oftentimes they're extremely expensive wines and whatnot. Ours are not inexpensive either, but, you know, people go around and say, what do you like? And it comes around to his wife, and she says, well, I like Jim's wine, you know. And so it's not really necessarily famous, but she doesn't have the knowledge, and that she is innocent enough to just simply trust her own tongue. You know,
gee, imagine that.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, they don't waste their expensive wine on me. You know, they look at me, want some, Carl?
Nah, drink what you like.
I'm just going to drink this bourbon right here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting blinked that we have to take a break. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. And I want to talk whiskey when we get back with Steve, who has become become like Jim's counterpart, but in the whiskey and bourbon.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, okay, maybe not that far, because this man is truly an expert, and I really like what you said. You drink what you like, and sometimes people...
In moderation.
Also. Oh, yeah. I saw that table with 15 glasses in front.
Yeah.
Show me that photo last night when you were doing a tasting of 15 glasses. I guess the secret there is not to drink each one.
Not to finish it all.
Yeah, by the time you hit the number 10, it's like, woohoo, give me some more of that red stuff. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Gather your friends and family and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 9th for our Easter special inside the Seasons restaurant. Enjoy a delicious meal of honey barbecue pork chops served with some of your favorite sides. This special will be available for $21 with a River Club card from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Reservations suggested. For reservations or more details, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community.
I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It's 22nd of March, 7:50 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. And my guests today are James Harker, and I managed to somehow butcher his name for the first 3/4 of the show, Wendell Stout, and Steve Bennett. They're all visiting us from different spots in the world. Steve's from Texas, and Jim's from Southern California, and Wendell's from Arizona. And they're good friends. We've hunted together. We've dinnered together, drank together. And I just like having people know who friends are and the kind of people they are. So, now, Jim, you've got something going on. You're a former Marine, and a former Marine aviator, and you've got a foundation or a El Toro.
We have the
historical foundation,
the Flying Leatherneck Aviation Museum, which started at El Toro in Orange County. Mm-hmm. And El Toro was built very rapidly in 1942, shortly after the Pearl Harbor attack. And it's really the home of West Coast Marine Corps Aviation. Ultimately, El Toro, the base got, which is in the city of Irvine, got closed, and the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing moved down to Miramar, which is a base in San Diego where Top Gun used to be, and then they moved Top Gun up to Fallon, Nevada. And so the Flying Leatherneck Aviation Museum moved down to Miramar. Well, now we're going to be moving it back to its original home up to the former El Toro Marine Corps Air Station, which is now the Great Park in Irvine, and we have a foundation that has supported and maintained this museum all this time, and now we have an agreement with the memorandum of understanding with the city of Irvine and the Marine Corps and the foundation to execute on this project, and it's a very exciting project, and it's going to be a tremendous location in not far from Disneyland, where it's going to attract a lot of people for Marine Corps aviation, but also other principles that the Marine Corps espouses: leadership, training, discipline, and lots of youth activities, essay contests, art contests, and whatnot.
Wow.
So there's a great community still in Orange County of Marines and people.
Yeah, retired military out there.
Yes,
yeah.
And also in San Diego County. So I was fortunate enough to be invited onto the board and on the fundraising committee, so I wanted to get a plug-in for it.
What kind of exhibits do you have there?
Well, we've got 42 aircraft, and the current museum at Miramar is closed, but we're in the process of moving it up. The city mm-hmm. of Irvine just voted money to transport the aircraft up to an old hangar that's still on the base, and we'll begin refurbishing the aircraft, and ultimately we'll be building a new museum facility.
you know, when they when El Toro closed down, everybody was envisioning all these things for that area, for the base itself. But they went and they found out since 1942 that there's been a lot of stuff poured into the ground. And what's going on up there?
Well, you know, it takes money to do all these things, and the city of Irvine's been working hard on this, and there are people that are very dedicated to having a wonderful facility there. And so there's the beginnings of what it will ultimately be, but we're now really hitting the stride, and there's going to be all kinds of other things beyond this museum. But
right.
the museum is something that I think will be a real important
I think so,
part
too.
Of the whole
yeah.
project.
Yeah. And I was talking to you yesterday or last night that over at Turtle Bay right now, the United States Marine Corps Museum out of Quantico has a traveling art exhibit. And it's over at Turtle Bay. And I think it's 36 pieces, paintings, sculptures, all these from embedded combat artists that came back and painted what they saw. And it's a great exhibit, and I would invite you all to hit that before you get out of here. They captured Desert Storm with one painting by Charles Grow of the oil fields on fire, the smoke, the darkness, all of this. Now, it's a great painting. So I invite you all to go see that. Now, Steve, we have a few minutes left. What should the bourbon, you know, bourbons now have just exploded also. I mean, people are collecting bottles of bourbon.
Yeah. It's definitely taken off, I don't know, the last, 5-7 years. It's definitely harder to find stuff now. Stuff you used to be able to walk into the store and find on the shelf all over the place, you can't anymore, unfortunately. But,
you know, they have magazines. Like, I just got one in the mail. It's a whiskey magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the title of it. But it tells all of the different kinds, new kinds coming up. You know, how, again, we go back to like wines, how they're rated and all this.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing like Jim was saying about wine. It's as soon as, you know, a big name says something about it, it's
hard to find.
Hard to find, and price goes up $50 at least. But
why do you think this explosion in bourbon and scotch in this?
I don't know. I think a lot of the younger generation is, I guess, kind of getting into it and kind of fueling it. And on top of that, it turns into a big money maker. So
it's a uniquely American product.
Yeah, that is.
I think that's it, too.
That's
a big thing.
Yeah.
As a bourbon drinker and collector, I wish it would have never happened.
Me too.
And because, I mean, you have Pappy, was it Pappy Winkler?
Pappy Van Winkle.
Van Winkle. Yeah, I'm just great on names today. Which was, you know, all of a sudden, it skyrocketed in price. I mean, skyrocketed.
Well, a year ago, we brought all that bourbon in and drank all those old 23s and 20-year-old bourbons that I have in my collection. And, you know, the bottles just keep going up and up in price. It's crazy.
Are you seeing $1,000?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
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 I have several bottles in the collection that unfortunately are priced that I didn't pay those, so I was able to purchase them, you know, through other places, or I bought them a long time ago. But and my wonderful son over there seems to drink most of them when he comes into town. So
well, he can't afford it. Well, that's one of the perks, but you know, of having a son that took your daughter away from you.
Exactly.
What do y'all plan on doing here? You're staying here for how long?
A couple more days. We're going to do a little a burrito tour here in the next couple of days, trying to find the best fried burrito in town.
Fried burrito. So,
but you need to understand, we're talking like gas stations and mini marts, not Mexican restaurants. It's a frozen burrito that's been fried, bean and cheese or beef and bean, no red burritos. And we're going to do that tomorrow. So if any of your listeners know great places, please let us know. And then we've got, of course, the big banquet on Thursday night.
That's right, tomorrow night.
Yep. And then we're going to head home Friday and Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to stop in today, and we can chit-chat on it. And Steve found the bourbon we have here from Iron Root Distillery out of Texas.
Yeah, real close to the house.
They are it's a family. It's a family distillery. I think it's two brothers and their mother.
Nice.
That are running this, if I remember right.
Very tasty.
Yeah, it is tasty. When we come back from the news, we have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, will be joining us. We'll leave a shot for her, but I doubt if she'll drink it. Hey, gents, thanks a lot for coming in. Wendell Stout, Jim Harker, and Steve Bennett.
Thanks for having us.
For joining us this morning. Okay. We'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A possible indictment makes strange bedfellows out of former President Trump and the old gray lady.
Trump has had a love-hate relationship with the New York Times over the years, including calling it fake news. But ahead of a possible indictment by the Manhattan DA, the former president is quoting the newspaper in his defense. According to a review by the Times and interviews with election law experts, the paper says New York prosecutors are bringing an untested case and doing it against a former U.S. president. Greg Clugston, New York.
Mr. Trump's prediction that he would be indicted yesterday by the Manhattan grand jury did not pan out, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. The grand jury continues its work. That China-Russia summit in Moscow.
This was arguably a successful summit for Xi and Putin, and it gives us more of an idea that these two are locked at the hip on some very critical issues for the globe.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin held 3 days of talks, praising each other and vowing to strengthen the ties between their nations. China is promoting its version of a peace plan for Ukraine, the plan rejected by the Biden administration. It's day two of the three-day Los Angeles public school strike. No classes again today in the nation's second-largest public school system. Is another interest rate hike in the offing? We'll find out later today when we hear from the Fed that the central bank wraps up its latest policy meeting. And across the pond, Britain's inflation rate rose for the first time in 4 months in February. Newly released figures surprised analysts increased pressure on the Bank of England to hike interest rates at its meeting tomorrow. Wall Street, the Dow down 3 points, and NASDAQ is up 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
South Korea says North Korea has test-launched multiple cruise missiles toward the North's eastern water.
This is the sixth North Korean missile launch in 2 weeks, part of an angry response to 11 days of U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises. Titled Freedom Shield 23, the joint exercises will end on Thursday. North Korea says it believes they're a prelude to a planned invasion by its enemies. Pyongyang test-fired a record number of missiles last year and appears to be continuing that trend in a move that some believe is meant to desensitize outsiders to the idea of a heavily militarized North Korea.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. In a nationally televised address, French President Macron will explain how he will try to ease tensions prompted by his plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. It has triggered protests all across France. News and analysis, townhall.com. A carnivorous plant may win special recognition from lawmakers in South Carolina.
The Venus flytrap would join other official items such as the state bird, the Carolina wren, state opera, Porgy and Bess, and the state snack, boiled peanuts. In all, South Carolina has about 5 dozen official state things. There are already honored plants, including the official fruit, the peach. Supporters say the recognition is about protecting and increasing awareness of an interesting species found only in one spot on the globe, the upper part of the South Carolina coast and a small sliver of southeast North Carolina. I'm Norman Hall.
An attempt to recall New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has failed. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the number of ballot signatures required to force a referendum fell short by approximately 18,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. I had a full house here this morning with friends coming in and talking about all types of different stuff. Today, the 22nd of March, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology. All, you know, new procedures, a TAVR valve replacement. They've got things for, pacemakers that are entirely new wireless pacemakers. The Da Vinci Xi robotic system. It's so many things there. Healing starts here. Pat Karch is with me.
Good morning.
Always. You know what, Pat? You are just Mr. Steady.
You know, I
do
just.
Do you ever get excited?
I do, you know, I just try to make sure that I don't have any cops or DA investigators following me, and my life's good.
Well, that's easy to do because the way the laws are written, I can just damn near do anything I want. And the only thing I worry about then is if I get a ticket for if I go into Safeway and take $100 worth of food, you know, why wait in line? I'll just put it in my own bag here and walk out.
You don't have to worry about it. All you have to worry about is being messed up in the public eye.
Well, you know what? That would be the day that they decided that, oh no, we're cracking down on these guys.
Yeah.
And then I'd have my face, you know, on the front page of the Record Searchlight and 10 people would see it. So, okay, more than that. All right. Okay. What's the weather look like?
Yeah, I was going to tell you about that. Today it's likely to have showers throughout the day off and on. Mostly cloudy tonight. It's going to be showers. Thursday, showers. Thursday night, 20% chance of showers. Friday, 20% chance of showers. Get into Saturday, we're going to sunny up a little bit. It's going to be colder at night. And then, going through the weekend, chance of showers probably late on Sunday afternoon. So lots of rain coming our way, I hope.
Well, we're, what, 10 feet from the top?
Just about, yeah. Just, I think, 10 feet.
Yeah, Shasta Dam. And it could be a historical moment if we get a lot of rain, is that it goes over the top spillway. That doesn't happen very often. So, you know, what this leads to then means that Acid Canal will have water, we hope. We hope. And the thing that bothers me most about this, my friends, is all these, I mean, literally billions of gallons of water heading out into the bay, and we have no way of storage. No way. Sykes Reservoir would be a, you know, if Sykes Reservoir was here, we could save so many acre feet of water for the summer. But we still, after like 30 years, even though the money's appropriated, even though Newsom wants to do it too, now finally, we still don't have these. We're tearing down dams in some areas, we could probably have another couple of dams built that would really help, with the water in this state, but we, for some reason, we just don't do it. And so, But we are blessed by the rain and the snow this year.
Yeah, it's that's a good, for sure. Good year this year.
Yeah, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business, been around for about 20 years plus. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. They have other plans to help people with their propane needs. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And sitting across from me is the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning. How
wearing
are you?
Wearing your district attorney jacket today.
It's cold today.
It's cold. Is it? Yeah, I guess it is. When I walked outside, I could see my breath. That was kind of strange.
Yeah.
And it's going to get, what did you say, 32 on Saturday?
Yeah, I heard potentially snow again.
Well, I heard Friday, it said it wouldn't stick, but we don't know around here anymore. When it snowed last, and we got that 5 or 6 inches the other, a couple Fridays ago, Sue went out and she said, Carl, the snow is sticking. And I just, I went, oh, come on. And I walked out. She was absolutely right. And that's when we had the, 5 or 6 inches of snow. Some people got 7, I guess, up as you got higher in elevation, it got more. And it's always fun to drive in Redding in the snow. I have a 4-wheel drive. I just put it in 4-wheel drive. I don't even care. But then I watch other people in 2-wheel drive as they're sliding sideways past me. So, Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, tell Brion that I, I'm not sure what kind of sense this is, but I love her. She is such a, she is your guardian at the gates there and all this, but she is so good. So please pass on to her that how much I appreciate her.
I will. She's probably listening right now.
Hey, Brion, you are the tops here.
Yeah, she does a great job.
In fact, Bill Schuller's, Mary from over there, she is great. And, keeping things straight, about coming on the show and all this.
Yeah.
Because I know you're busy and you get called away for, trials or whatever DAs do. So, whatever DAs. What do DAs do? What's your typical day like?
Oh,
seriously.
My gosh. My typical day is probably much different than a typical DA or, a deputy DA who's going to court.
Mm-hmm.
They're working cases and stuff
that. You're Watash.
It's great when you come in and you have a to-do list that has, 10, 15 things on it. And at the end of the day, the to-do list has 20 things on it. Nothing was marked off because it's really just, so many things come up in real time, whether it be something on a case or some, things as small as like office moves all the way up to like, what are we going to do on a homicide case? It's really everything in between.
Now,
dealing with budgets, dealing with, billing.
You're
all
the
kinds
administrator
of
everything that happens at the DA's office, but yet you still throw yourself in a couple of cases every year.
Not every year. I've done that one homicide case like 2 years ago. So I try to do something every couple years to just make sure I'm out there going to court and have a case that, hopefully I'll go to trial because then I can keep those trial skills up.
What's the biggest complaint from your assistant DAs, the ones that are prosecuting?
Oh, the constant thing now is just the lack of courtrooms that are clogging up the system and the changes in the law. You got those two things are making it difficult for, back when I started as a prosecutor, when I was in misdemeanors, I don't even remember the number now, but I'm sure it was around 15 or 20 jury trials before I ever left being a misdemeanor attorney. Misdemeanor attorneys can go their entire 1-2 years before they move up to felonies with maybe one trial, maybe one jury trial, maybe two if they're lucky.
What kind of misdemeanors are we talking about?
like a DUI or, different stuff like that.
Okay.
But we used to go to be able to take cases to jury trial, and that's where you learn your skills. That's where you're able to learn how to be in a courtroom, learn how to pick a jury, learn how to question witnesses. So that training ground, so to speak, is just not there. So a lot of people are moving up in their career because you have people who move on, who retire, who whatever, and we have to hire other new people and we've got people who've been there for 5 years and don't have many trials, and it's not because they don't want to. It's very, very frustrating for them because they want to go to trial. So that's definitely frustrating. We try to, you know, we're trying to pair up some of our new attorneys to at least sit with and watch the more experienced attorneys when they're in trial, because those are the cases that are more likely to get a courtroom. But it's different when you're not the one actually there, responsible for the entire case. So it's really a different world, and I know that's a constant source of frustration.
Well, my sister's an attorney, and I asked her, why did you pick civil as opposed to criminal? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, she's a pit bull when it comes to law. And she said, you know, for me, it was the fact that if I had somebody that was going up on a felony charge, and I knew they were innocent, but I, and I did the very best I could, and, you know, everybody would have agreed with me is that the person's not guilty, but he's found guilty in the trial.
If she was defending that person,
she wasn't a DA. She was, a defendant's attorney. She says having somebody that I know is innocent, mm-hmm. that everybody that listens to it knows he's innocent, and yet he's found guilty. She mm-hmm. said I really can't. I don't want to be in that.
Yeah.
So she switched over to the civil side, and it must be frustrating also that when you bring cases up that you know that person is guilty. Everybody knows that person's guilty,
right.
Yet
oh, yeah.
they're found not guilty.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I mean, that's the system, though, because the system is we need to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. That is a very, very high standard. You have to get 12 people from the community to agree. And it's hard to get 12 people to agree where to go to dinner, you know? So it can be a difficult hurdle when you're trying to prove that.
Try to get 12 people to agree on anything.
Yeah,
you know,
it'd be
something.
Difficult.
And then you've got to do it in a trial sense. And, I would say probably half the jurors don't even understand what's going on in any case. I don't, and I'm not meaning this in a disrespectful, because I have not been on a jury, no matter how hard I try. I keep putting my name in there, and I keep not getting selected. I don't know why. Maybe after I retire.
Right.
Maybe then I can do it. But, because, with all the different nuances.
Well, that's why the burden is so high to help prevent what you just talked about.
Yeah.
Because nobody, whether you're a prosecutor or a defense attorney, wants someone who's innocent to be convicted of a crime that they didn't commit.
Right.
So that's why we want this high burden. We want this. You really have to prove that case. And I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
And if they're found not guilty, then you go, okay, we give it our best shot, and then it just wasn't enough right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's why cases that go to trial are the ones that have that triable issue, where there is something that we can't come to a resolution, or, you know, there's evidence that the defense has that they want to put out there that maybe our community might say, that person's not guilty because of that piece, and we put that to the community to make that decision.
Yeah, there's a big burden on the jury there. Anyway, we have to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program, and the mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home in older adults and persons with disabilities. This is no cost to the people. If you need, like, handrails in the shower, you need maybe a new railing, things like this to be able to help you move through your home a lot more safer. So give them a call at 530-842-1687. They may be able to help you. And the last thing we want is people to have to leave their homes because they have an injury. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging program. We'll be right back.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Give your child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe en Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a octavo grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
For a night of hard-hitting action as Primal Fighting Championship returns to the Wind River Event Center. Saturday, April 8th for Fight Night. This knockout event will bring you the best of live title and pro MMA fights. General admission tickets start at just $45. This event sells out fast, so beat them to the punch and get your tickets today. For all the details and to purchase tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN or visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What? The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR. Good morning, everybody. It's the 22nd of March, 8:22 in the morning, 47 degrees. Yes, it's going to be raining. What a surprise. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated, great people there, Rebecca and Henry. They have a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices, everything from old pawn to specially designed pieces. If you want to design your own piece of jewelry, and I may want to do this for Linda, design it, and they will build it for me. And, we got our wedding rings there and everything. It is a great place. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. You know what? Every time I think California can't get stupider, the assembly in the Senate, every time I say, oh no, they can't get stupider. They prove me wrong. They prove me wrong. And here's my latest one. They want to outlaw the use of police dogs in apprehension of criminals. Okay, let me say this again. And this is happening today. Yeah. I think it's in the, is it the assembly or the Senate that they're doing this?
I think it's an assembly bill.
Yeah, and I will give you a phone number to call to say this is absolutely stupid. they, Stephanie, you take it. I am upset about this because.
Well, it's
what are you doing?
It's one of the tools that our law enforcement has to what you would consider a less than lethal type tool too. You know, it's before you're going to start.
It's been proved to be a less than lethal asset.
Right, and why are we going to take away? The different tools that are and resources that our officers have so that they can do everything that they can short of using deadly force. I mean, anytime we see now that an officer uses deadly force, frequently they are, you know, there's a video up on the internet, they're looked poorly upon, there's demonstrations, there's all kinds of stuff. So it doesn't make sense to have that type of feeling that officers need to do everything they possibly can before they use deadly force, and if they use deadly force, we're going to protest them, but yet let's take away their other tools so that now what are they left with? They have to protect themselves, and they have to protect the community, well, so it just doesn't make sense.
And we have, like, let's just... I would love to see a canine with every one of our sheriff's deputies.
Yeah.
Because they are out there in a county larger than some states, and they, you know, the chance of backup, you know, is going to be 20, 30, maybe longer.
Right. That's
30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. But yet they've got to get their domestic violence.
Yeah.
And they walk in there by themselves.
Well, and the canine has such a deterrent effect.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Frequently just seeing the dog in the car or seeing the dog on the leash, it's like, okay, I'm done.
It's a meat rocket.
But you have to – it only has that impact if they see it while it's still on the leash, if they know it can be released and heads to them. So if you take away the ability to use that dog to release them as a tool to go and bite and help apprehend – you know, the criminals are going to know that, and then the dog is going to become useless.
This is Assembly Bill 742. They're putting it to a vote today, my friends. So here's a phone number, 916, area code 319-3744, and tell them you oppose banning police dogs from helping our law enforcement officers, because as Stephanie pointed out, this is a less than lethal form of police enforcement. So what happens? See, what they want to do is they want to take away the ability to use them for arrest, crowd control and all of this. Oh, they can still use them to sniff out drugs or bombs.
Yeah.
This is incredibly dumb. And why was it brought up? It's, in my opinion, I think that's what they said too, is that police dogs are used in more times with people of color than not, than people that are not of color, white people. Okay.
I mean, that argument keeps being put out there. I know, and it's not to discount what things have happened that have been racial over our history of our country, for sure. But it's the statistics and the way they're looking at it that is very much not necessarily reflective of what's happening. And would they rather people be getting shot than being just a dog bite? I mean, it really comes down simple to that. It's very simple to me when I look at it that this is a tool that we can't take away from them that is going to result in, yes, an injury, but it's going to save lives. It's going to save lives of the community, of the officer, and of the suspect.
Of the suspect. Let's talk about that.
So
you take away that police dog.
No matter what their race is, we want to save their lives.
No. Yeah. No, and you take away that tool, and that's what it is. It's a tool.
Yeah.
You know, frankly, if I'm being rowdy with my friends and they bring out the police dog, I think I would become much more compliant to things like move along,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to get bit.
Yeah.
And it's the fear factor. Yes, there is a fear factor there, but there's a reason for that, and that's to help the officer. What happens if me and my rowdy friends, and the officer gets out by themselves mm-hmm. to say, okay, you guys have got to move along? May not happen. Because he's by himself, you know, and they can call backup, but then it could morph into where he has to use lethal force.
Yeah, well, and like you said, with the geography of our community and how many you know, how large our community is. We have deputies out in the remote areas that their backup is so far away, or, I mean, even close to town, you have officers who still need that backup, and the dog is their partner. It's their backup. So it's
Well, you see it all the time. You see it all the time. Let's go to the phones. Arthur, good morning. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. You have a comment or?
I did. You know, I work at one of the hospitals in town, and we talk about this all the time because there's a lot of healthcare workers that have been assaulted by patients. And we know that it's assault and battery under the penal code, but for assault on a healthcare worker performing healthcare duties, it turns into a misdemeanor. And I have several healthcare workers that are disabled because of violence that patients have done to them at work. So I'm just wondering, where do I direct them to go if they've been assaulted at work?
Yeah, I mean,
good question, Arthur.
They definitely need to. Whether a person is assaulted at their home, on the streets, at their work, report that to law enforcement. And the grade of whether it's going to be a felony or misdemeanor is really going to determine on the amount of force, the injury, all of that. It's not if because someone's a healthcare worker, it's no matter if they're assaulted, it's always got to be a misdemeanor. I mean, we can file felony assault no matter where a person works if the injury is reflective of felony type levels of injury or the assault itself. So, yeah, it needs to be reported immediately to local law enforcement.
Now, how many of
Go ahead.
No, go on, Arthur.
Well, yeah, I just have several cases, especially where in my place of employment, where someone's been attacked and, you know, now they're disabled. And they really, because they're healthcare workers, they don't want to report it because they feel like that's part of their duty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm telling them, I said, no, you have to do the right thing, even though this is what we're doing. You know, we're charged for taking care of these folks, but we're not charged with being abused and violated, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, now disabled and no longer being able to work in our profession. So I said, you know, California law and the federal law have escalated it from just assault and battery when it happens inside a facility for healthcare or outside the facility for healthcare to increase it to a misdemeanor and a felony. So I said, you really have to report these type of things, because if you don't, we're going to be losing healthcare workers left and right because of the assault that's placed upon them. So I just like, I need to find out a resource that they can go to report this, so they feel not only that they're doing the right thing, you know, for the community, but also for the profession, so that we can attract and retain good employment.
Yeah. So kind of sound like maybe a non-law enforcement reporting, so that's at least tracked, because it sounds like you have people who don't want to report it to law enforcement, or maybe I'm hearing that wrong.
Well, they feel like it's part of their duty. Like,
right.
You know, perhaps I went into this profession and this is what I'm expected to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, changing the language to say, you know, if any act of violence is put upon you, you need to report that. And the official place to report that is with law enforcement or the DA's office, so that you can build a case.
Yeah.
And then they can look into it further.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you know, but you're absolutely right. That, you know, that's not part of their job to be assaulted. Their part of the job is to help people in need. But if somebody assaults them, you've got to, you know, if nothing else, you can have that person taken off the street and maybe given assistance so he doesn't do this again. But they should just report it to the police. I've been assaulted by this person, and it's not the first time. And because I have a feeling that you've got, you know, the same people doing these things. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thanks a lot for the phone call, Arthur. That's interesting that healthcare workers many times don't report it because they think it's part of their job. I don't think it's part of their job to be assaulted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy. We got to take a break. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Now you're thinking to yourself, car wash? Well, when it clears and this weekend, you're going to need to get all that dirt and grime and snow residue off your car. And that's Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. Car washes start at $9, and you can go up from there. I can tell you from experience, my truck comes out sparkling clean. There's a person on the end, and when we come out of the wash with a big, large, fluffy clean towel that wipes off my car, my truck. And it's, they're very pleasant people. And if you buy five car wash coupons, you get one free, or buy 10 and you get three free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corners of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
That you travel on, well, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Spring into your next home projects with ideas and expert advice at the one and only Original Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For landscape ideas and household improvements, including roofing, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, patio and patio furniture, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or advice planning the perfect garden, we've got you covered. Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For additional information, go to ReadingHomeExpo.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. You know, you're finding everything, like, you know, you're finding stuff on Texas and in the last hour and all these things, and now you're finding everything is related to going to jail here, Patrick.
Sorry.
8:38. No, it's great. I love it. 8:38 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. 47 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today through the rest of the week, it looks like, off and on. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, which really works out for you. You can give them a call and find out a time that works for you instead of just going down and waiting. You call them at 530-244-9477. I've been going there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. And they're very pleasant people, Tim and Logan. It's just a cool place. And it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the street, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. We talked about this bill that they want to do away with police dogs. The canines, dogs, and they can't be used for arrest or crowd control. And here's a number, write it down, 916, area code, 319-3744. This is Assembly Bill 742. They are voting on it today. So if you give them a call and tell them you oppose banning police dogs from helping our law enforcement officers, this is the time to do it. There's other things coming up on fentanyl. Now, there is a case that you have that's pending right now where a 19-year-old gave a 13-year-old a pure fentanyl pill. And he knew it was pure fentanyl. Am I wrong?
It's a pending case, so I'm not going to talk to you about any of the actual facts of the case.
But you charged him with murder.
But I can tell you that we do have a case where we have charged the individual for murder because what was being sold had fentanyl, and it caused the overdose of a 13-year-old. That is correct.
Okay.
The actual facts and everything around that, I can't talk about that. So.
Yeah, I just know what I read. But this fentanyl crisis, DA, this fentanyl crisis is truly a crisis.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it has just every year is getting worse and worse and worse. So given that we're talking about different bills that are out there right now, we have Senate Bill 44 that is in the process right now. And basically what that would do is it would make sure that people who are in court now, so they have a current pending case for sales, transportation, manufacturing of fentanyl or an analog of fentanyl, that when they plead or when their case is resolved, they are going to get what's called what we kind of refer to as a Watson admonition. It arose out of a case here in Shasta County in the context of DUIs, where once you plead guilty, you're advised that, hey, driving intoxicated is dangerous to human life. It can kill people. If you do it again, you could be charged with murder in a very simple form. So right now, SB 44 is going to put into law that type of a warning would be given, shall be given by judges in fentanyl cases where a person is convicted, pleads no contest, otherwise resolves their case, and it is a fentanyl case of sales, transporting, manufacturing, to the same extent. Fentanyl is dangerous to human life. It can kill people. It has killed people. You can be, if you are involved in this again, you can be charged up to and including murder charges. So that would be statewide.
So what does that mean, though?
That means if that person goes out and gets right back into that business, which vast majority of them do, and they go out there and start selling again, and they sell... You know, they sell you something that you maybe think is a Percocet and it's got fentanyl in it. Now that person has specifically been told that engaging in this activity can result in murder charges, and it makes it so much easier for us to actually file a murder charge.
Because now
we've got that,
because
we've got that evidence that they have been told you can be charged with murder because this kills people, because this is dangerous. They're explicitly being told that. So, yeah, it's like one of the good things out there that we're working on.
All right. So you have this one, which is actually a good law.
Right.
opposed to taking away the a police dog from the police.
Right.
So
right.
Okay, and so what that means now, that doesn't mean they're not sentenced to jail. Somebody's brought in 1,000 pills. They tell them this,
right,
that the business you're involved in can result in you being charged with murder. Right. They still get sentenced and go off to jail, and then
we still handle their original case
as
it is. And even if a person doesn't have this warning, we can still make murder cases against people engaged in this type of activity. Of course, you're going to be looking for, you're going to have to be proving those knowledge elements, that they knew that it was dangerous to human life, that it can kill people, that they did it anyway, even having known that. So you could just have to prove that with a lot more of other evidence. It's good when you know that person has been sat down and told all of those things directly, and then they continue to engage in that conduct. Especially now when we have these drug crimes that are... It is so difficult to ever get anybody a very significant jail sentence or even send them to prison, because everything is either a misdemeanor now, or if you make it a felony, it's AB 109 and it sits, people are in our local jail. So to get any significant sentence on these cases is very, very difficult now.
What if I'm arrested and I have 1,000 fentanyl pills with me. What would happen to me? Is that a...
Yeah, the quantities, if it's a sales, we can make that into a felony case. But we're still looking at local time, unless we've got...
Really?
Well, because of AB 109.
Because of AB 109.
AB 109.
So I've got 1,000 pills that could kill 1,000 people, literally. I'm carrying around...
Can kill more than one person, because you could shave that pill into tiny little pieces. I mean, it takes, like this graphic I have here, less than a tiny part of a penny to...
Let me just describe this. It's a photo of a penny and something that would be like 0.1% of the area of a penny will kill somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is very, very, very dangerous. So that's why we need to get stuff on the books where we can make sure that anyone who is convicted of these drug crimes involving this extremely dangerous illicit drug, fentanyl, to stop them in the future, because they are killing people and they have killed people, which we have a case here in Shasta County. Many of my colleagues in other counties have fentanyl related homicide cases pending as well.
And they're being charged with
Charged with murder. Yes.
Thank goodness. Or
different varying degrees of homicide.
Various degrees.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. As I've said earlier, they are on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, with the no wires pacemaker. They've got a for people with congestive heart failure. You can lay on a pillow, a specially designed pillow that will send to your doctor how your heart's doing and your lungs, and then they can adjust your medicine and you don't end up in the emergency room. These are just some of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. Your healing starts here. We'll be right back.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Hey, be mine. You ought to cut the man with a sack on his back, honey.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here down. In the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 22nd of March, 8:50 in the morning. Wednesday, 47 degrees, and while it's looking like it's starting to clear up in our window in the world, it's still very cloudy, and we can still expect rain today, as we can for the rest of the week through Sunday, if I understand the weather report right. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local business, you can give them a call at 530-365-3793, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking kind of like laws that are working their way through. Of course, the big one today is the AB, let me get the
canine one, I think.
The canine.
You said it was 742?
It is 742. And it's coming up for vote today to get it out of committee to decide whether it's going to be moving one step closer to becoming law. And what it does is it will ban police dogs from helping law enforcement officers in making arrest or crowd control. You know, you can still have a dog for sniffing out drugs and finding people. But no longer will it be used to help an arrest or crowd control. If you want to make a statement on this, you call them at 916 area code 319-3744 and tell them, hey, I oppose that. I'm going to call them right after the show. I don't know what happens if you call, if it goes busy or if somebody just answers and they go, thank you. And do they mark it down? I mean, do they say for, against, or things like that?
Someone's sitting there with a little tally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Four.
See,
against,
is it
for? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to know that.
Yeah, and this came out from a
Assembly. Probably automated. Press one if you oppose, press two.
Yeah, I would hope it is. Anyway, Assemblywoman Megan Daly. So you can call three or four times, maybe. Okay, there's another one. Then we found out there was one that that's moving through that tells fentanyl, people that have been arrested for fentanyl or other dangerous drugs, tells them that what you're doing could result in the death of people, and you could be charged with murder.
Yeah.
And so then,
not at the arrest, at when they plead.
After when they plead, yeah, the end and of their case. They're into the case, and the judge will say this to them. So now they've been warned that what you can do, what you're doing, is could cause the death of people, and then you could charge them with murder because they've been forewarned.
That's SB 44.
Okay. Now, the Assembly or the Senate's working on something to help right the wrongs of Prop 47. Did I hear that right?
Yeah. So I don't know what the number is now, but we have been talking about it. So I'm on the board of directors for the California District Attorneys Association. So we have been.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So
maybe not, but
no,
it sounds like it's good.
It's a good thing. Because we can help bring our voice from the North State to what's going on the state level.
Yeah.
so we do frequently when we meet, we talk about the different legislation that is, in its infancy stage, doesn't even have a number,
yeah.
All the way through to stuff's about to pass and sitting on the governor's desk. So one is, again, making another attempt to try to right the wrongs of Prop 47. You know, Prop 47 is the one that, you know, changed the law when it comes to retail theft and also making a lot of drug crimes, or most drug crimes, misdemeanors instead of felonies. Right now, what's being worked on is the theft piece, because of the enormous impact that Prop 47 has had on business owners and stuff throughout the state of California.
There's businesses moving out.
Yeah.
Or shutting down. And the local pharmacy, the local Walmart, they're just shutting down.
Or everything
of
is
theft.
Locked up. I mean, everywhere
underwear.
You go.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
So, yeah, everywhere you go, stuff is locked up. So, you know, that's being worked on again to put something forward to try to make sure, okay, we've got to do something. We've got to either lower the threshold of the monetary threshold back down to make it easier to file a felony, or we've got to add in some type of provisions for those serial thefts, people who are, you know, I'm going to go in and steal $200 today, $200 tomorrow, $200. At some point, we have to be able to do something.
And some of these are organized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're organized gangs that come in and will take things and they bring it back for fencing and all this. And, you know, there's times I'm standing in line at a store and I've got like $10 worth of merchandise. And I'm standing there in line and I said, well, I can just walk out. Nobody cares.
And
it makes up for my strict moral compass.
Yeah, and isn't that sad that people even think that way?
Because then you see them, other people just, you know they're stealing it. You watch them, and the security guards can't do anything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just, it's pathetic. They're there to protect people, I guess, from violence.
Yeah.
But
where
have we gotten to in our society that says this is okay?
You see people just walk out with stuff now. It is so extreme. And it impacts everybody because
prices go up.
Yeah, exactly. The prices are going to go up. Or the business is going to go out of business, so now we don't have that an option. Or it's going to be more inconvenient because it's locked up, and now you got to go find someone at the store to help you get it from being locked up. I mean, the
impact. And then there's a shortage
of
workers. So, I mean, the whole thing is an insidious circle that's caused by this stupid law.
Yeah.
Well, like Portland has lost all their Walmarts.
Yeah.
They just moved out of there.
Yeah. I think San Francisco's losing all their, like, pharmacies.
All their pharmacies. The neighborhood pharmacies are moving out because they're under attack.
Yeah.
And the businesses down there.
And that just hurts the people who are, you know, like you, who do stand in line and buy your $10 worth of goods.
Well, yeah.
Now that $10 worth of goods is going to be $15, $20, or not even be able to get it because the store's not there. Or it's locked up. So it is just something that we keep pushing as a organization, as an association, and myself personally, to get that changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be changed.
It's got to be changed, but again, it's one of those things that everybody knows it needs to be changed, and yet it doesn't happen.
The powers that be, we're outnumbered, unfortunately, but I have to remain optimistic
people.
That it's going to change.
This is hurting people in neighborhoods of color, of neighborhoods of different ethnic groups. I mean, it covers the whole thing. But a pharmacy going away.
I'd say it almost hurts some of those communities.
It would hurt those
even
communities.
More because already might not have as many store options or whatever that are close.
And the vast majority of them are not stealing things and all this, and yet they're under siege in neighborhoods and in city blocks.
Yeah, find it hard to get. You know, medicine for your kids and food.
What happens to that pharmacy that closes down? Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to another pharmacy that may be, 5 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, over there. So, again.
So it's definitely something that we have got to continue to support and make sure that something passes that is going to change that. So I can, I'm going to keep following it. So next time I come in, I'll have more information on where that actually is in the process. But it's very important.
We got 1 minute. Have we got, we're short judges.
Absolutely.
Are we still short judges?
Yes, we are.
How many are we short?
Well, we have two that retired last years in around the summertime, and those have not been replaced by the governor.
So how many are?
And then we
two.
And then we also just need at least four more to be appointed. Four more positions.
That's how
allocated.
Many we rate up here.
Yeah, I think it's like 4.75 or something.
Okay.
You can do that with a person, but yeah, we definitely need it. We have been rated to need at least four more on top of that. So functionally down six.
Functionally down six, and the only thing it takes is the governor to just people have applied for it, they've done their background checks. Okay, you're now a judge.
Well, and the problem is that cases get dismissed in court for lack of courtroom when a defendant has a no time waiver trial coming up, and there is not a judge available for that. The only remedy is that the judge, over the prosecution's objection, dismisses that case. And a lot of them, like misdemeanors, are just gone forever. And felonies, you can start over once, but once it comes back up again, if there's not a courtroom, it gets dismissed and it's just gone because we don't have the courtrooms
judges.
And the judges. And that is another thing.